It's a beautiful, beautiful day here, Outliers, and I'm very grateful that I get a chance to spend it with you. My name is Niyama Xiong, and I am the founder of Outliers Edge, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by helping them leverage what makes some difference to make their biggest difference in the world. Today, I get the pleasure of spending time with someone who is a huge difference maker. This is Genevieve Sims. Genevieve, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for spending your time with me and the other Outliers here today.
I'm so thankful to be here. Thank you for having me on your show. I love your show, and I'm humbly honored to be here.
I'm humbly honored to hear that. Like, I love your show. I'm like, oh, I realize like inside of me, I'm like, oh, that feels nice to hear. So thank you very much for that. We're gonna have an amazing conversation. And what I'd like to do to start off is really just kind of center myself by just really reminding myself who I'm here with. So Genevieve, we got a chance to connect a bit earlier. And if you're good with it, I'd like to just share a little bit about like the impact that you've had on me so far. Are you good with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
All right.
please.
All right, cool. So Genevieve, like the impact you've had on me is that like I have experienced you as someone who has really like embraced like and puts out loud, like lives out loud who you are. Our first conversation, there was like a you had something that had your name on it right there. And I just felt like it was the way that it was done was tasteful, but at the same time playful and like really just felt like it gave me a chance to like see and even as I was thinking about coming into space with you, I'm like, oh, Jennifer just brings herself to every like it's like right on the forefront. It's not hidden, it's not there, and it's like and it's potent. I think that there's a potency to you that is really refreshing to be around, and also like it helps me see like, oh, like you're tapping into like what you do differently than others on like even just in any regular conversation. So I'm excited to spend more time with you here. I want to make sure that I bring that into my focus here. I'm appreciative of you even as we get started.
I love that. Thank you so much for pointing that out. That, it's sometimes you just go through life and you're doing what you do best. And when you come across somebody who brings those things out in you and points them out, it's so refreshing to hear because it makes it really stand out and make sure that you're on the right path. It reminds you that you're on the right path.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
You use
thank
the,
you for that.
definitely. You just use the word stand out, and for some reason, like that. Whenever I hear that, it's kind of like reverberates in my head a bit. So, we'll have a standout conversation. I love that you don't you choose to stand out. We'll keep playing from there. Well, why don't we build off that and just get a chance to share a little bit about who you are for the outliers out there, right? So if you can let us know about you a bit personally and professionally, we'll love to get to know you.
Sure, I'd love to. So my name is Genevieve Sims. I am owner of the Evolve Firm. The Evolve Firm helps entrepreneurs evolve so they can elevate. And that basically means through creative branding strategies, we get that vision out from here and create something tangible, something real. And we've been doing it now for 14 years. We have incredible clients from all over the world, out in New York, out in Hawaii, here, of course, in lovely Texas. And on top of that, also, I have my entrepreneurial work that I do with different colleges. So I go to Texas A&M, UTSA, IADT, Art Institute. I get to talk about what I love, which is networking and branding and marketing strategies. And so being able to have those platforms has allowed me to work with different nonprofits. So I'm part of Business Professionals of San Antonio, which is one of the largest networking groups here. We meet on the second Wednesday of every month, and we always highlight one local nonprofit and a local venue. And that has allowed me to really get to know these nonprofits, some nonprofits that just started up and needs that platform. And we bring business professionals from all industries come together to be able to raise not just the funds, but the awareness that they need. And then to also elevate a brand new space that just opened up here in San Antonio. So this month, we are actually very excited because we're going to have Lenny Walls, who is a former Broncos NFL player. He started a nonprofit called Breaking Down Walls, and that's a mentorship program for youth. And we're going to have his nonprofit. It's been around for 9 years now, and we get to have it at one of our favorite places called Scusi's Italian Restaurant. And then also on top of that, I get to be part of another podcast called Let's Talk Business, one of the largest business podcasts here in San Antonio. And then my passion project with my partner, Chris, is called Empowerment in the 2.0, where we go more into the storytelling of all the different people who are making an impact in San Antonio. We just had County Commissioner Tommy Calvert, and then we had Chuck Caro, who is the voice of the Spurs, on there. So there's so many things that I've just been so blessed to be able to be a part of. So there's, I hope that answers a little bit of your question. There's just so many, I don't know where to start.
Well, I love this, Genevieve. And like one of the things that I really appreciate about this year is that you do have a lot going on, right? And one of the fun things about this year is like, and it feels like, well, let me ask you, what is it like to take on what you've taken on? You brought in a number of different areas here. What's it like for you? What's your experience of it? Like before I start saying like, oh, it must be a lot. It must be really hard. It must be really challenging. Let me just actually see, like, what is it like being Genevieve doing all this here?
You know, it's not challenging when you love it. It's different. It's a different mindset. When I first started my business, one of the things that I really wanted to do was really help people. I wanted to help entrepreneurs specifically because entrepreneurs are a different breed. You know, they are going into a journey and they see a future and a vision that nobody else can see. So when I get to be able to work with an entrepreneur and really get to know why they're doing what they're doing, and then have the resources and tools to bring forth and help make that happen, then it's not work. That's passion. That's loving what you get to do. And then on top of that, being able to be blessed by other people saying, hey, you know what? There's something about you. Let's put you on this board and let's see what you can do with the talents that God has given you. What can you do if we put you in this circumstance right here? How can you elevate this nonprofit with your voice? What can you do? And I love being able to be tested in that way, because not only then, it's, you know, in the times of comfort, you're not going to really find out how strong you are. In those times where you're comfortable, you don't really grow. So when you get to be put in a space, when you're getting to entrusted, say, you know, a nonprofit, hey, we're going to put you on this board because I feel that you can talk to other people that we can't talk to. To me, that's an honor. That's a badge of honor. That means that I'm doing something right. So yes, it may be at some times very tiring and exhausting as a mother. I'm a mother of two. I'm a wife. I've been married for 15 years. And there are going to be times where you're going to feel exhausted. But that's when you're not leaning on your own understanding or leaning on your own strength. You've been put in a position and you've been blessed with a title and a position to lead for a purpose. And God's not going to lead you this far just to leave you there. And he's going to bring people that are going to nourish you. There are going to be people that are going to encourage you. So what's it like walking in my life? It's an absolute blessing, because at the times where I'm just so tired and I'm just so weak, I'm going to have a friend call me out of nowhere and say, Jennifer, you know what? Let's go grab a cup of coffee. Not asking me what's going on, none of that. And we sit down, and in those 30 minutes, my cup gets filled again. Why? Because I have poured into people, and then there's times where people pour into me. And that allows me to be able to do all these things. And it's stuff, in my wildest imagination, as a kid, I've never thought I'd be an entrepreneur. That was never one of my top things. Honestly, I was like, oh, I'm going to sit behind a desk. I'll be somebody's secretary. But God had other plans. And, you know, we talked about this before. God has a sense of humor, because I was actually born in the Philippines and Tagalog was my first language. So I didn't learn how to speak English until I was the age of 6, when my stepdad, who was a Marine, stepped in. And when he came in, I didn't know how to communicate to him. So he taught me how to read through Dr. Seuss books. And through Dr. Seuss, I learned how to speak English. And the funny thing is, now I can't speak Tagalog. I can understand it, but this is how I learned how to speak English. And, you know, through his love and his guidance, it's led me to who I am today, the love of knowledge, the love of reading, just allowed me to be in the space that I am. But the thing is, this person that you see in front of me, this is an evolved process. If you met me when I was a teenager, or even actually in my early 20s, I was so quiet. I was an introvert. I was scared to even step out of my comfort zone. Ask me to go and talk in front of people was the most terrifying thing I've ever done. And now I love doing it. And the difference between then and now is having the faith to step out of my comfort zone. Mel Robbins did a teaching called the Spotlight Effect. It says it's where your brain tends to magnify your fears. And in those times where your fears are magnified, it's called the 5 second rule. You have 5 seconds to make a decision. So you can either choose to lean in on that fear or choose to go with the flow. And I mean, I urge you to look it up, that Mel Robbins Spotlight Effect. It takes 5 seconds to make a decision. It takes 5 seconds to live a different lifestyle. And where I was at that point in my life before I started my business, I was always constantly being told, do this for me, do this so I can elevate somebody else. Go, you know, everything was for somebody else, for somebody else's company. And that's when you have that aha moment, like, wait, I could do this. And I know that I can have a way to make it better, to help somebody else. And so that's what took me to that next level, to be able to go ahead and start my business and to have it grow 14 years later is a testament on its own.
Absolutely, absolutely, there, Genevieve. Like, I appreciate what you're bringing here. And as you're talking, there's a question that's going through my mind. It's because I realize what I want to do is make sure that I don't make any assumptions about you, Genevieve. That's what I'm really doing. So the questions that are coming up right now are where, what am I assuming about you first? And then, like, from there, we can go and build off the rest of this conversation. So the question I have for you right now, because I'm hearing all that you're doing, I'm hearing like the ways, like the mindset you have towards it, the 5 second rule, and how you've been able to incorporate that, and 14 years of just like supporting people and making sure that you have created a vehicle to actually receive some of like the benefits of what you are doing for others. My question is this, like, what's your not so secret sauce behind all this, right? And I say not so secret in particular because it's like if anyone was really paying attention, they would easily see that this is like what is kind of the underlying thread that is providing a lot of leverage for you. What would you say your personal not so secret sauce is?
That's a great question. I love questions like that. So keep those coming. My not so secret special sauce, I would honestly say, is at the times that you feel helpless, you find ways to be helpful. And that's always been my secret sauce. At the times that I feel defeated, at the times that, you know, I feel betrayed, I step out of my own world and find a way to be helpful to someone. It doesn't have to be a big drastic thing that everybody sees or has to be posted on social media. It's just stepping out of my comfort zone and saying, you know what? I can help with this. Even if it's something I will do for pro bono from my company, or if it's something just saying, you know what? Let me just go to the food bank today. Let me go to Meals on Wheels today. I know so many nonprofits and have privilege to work with so many that honestly just get out of your everyday routine and go help somebody and watch what doors of opportunity it will open up. And that is exactly how I got to where I am, because I honestly, every day, if I have to rely on my emotions change as entrepreneurs, as women, as mothers. Our emotions cannot be trusted. So put your faith in what you do understand. And if that is at that point, just stepping out of your own space, go take a walk and you see a mother that has her hands full, go step in and help. If you see a cart in a shopping parking lot, put it away for somebody. Small little things add up because those micro moments will lead up to something so much bigger and will open so many doors, but you have to be willing to open your eyes and see those opportunities. That is the secret sauce. And honestly, I know every entrepreneur will have a different secret sauce, but for me, that is what's been so helpful to me. Again, that quote that just stands out, Tim Tebow says it almost all the time. At any time you feel helpless, find ways to be helpful.
This is something that like I really pick up from you. So, because I've listened to some of the things that you've put out in the world, even just in the way that you introduced yourself here today, you find a way to like, you used the word platform earlier. You find a way to platform people. Like, you find a way to help. Like, there's like, if you go, like, I was listening and I was like, oh, wow, just being in Genevieve's world, like, people's names are being out there. There's different things that are being, there's different seeds that are constantly being planted, and I love hearing. It gave me an opportunity to even just see just on like in 30 seconds how you do that. Would you mind then like helping us to make this real? Because the cool thing about talking to you is that I believe you, right? You know, there's and when I say I believe you, it's like there's times where people have gone through things and they don't have 14 years of business experience behind them. They don't have the ups and the downs, and like they've heard what other people say and they're like, well, here goes a quote, here goes a quote, here goes a quote. But like the lived experience is something different. Whereas with you, like I honestly like just get like this is how you go about things. You have been in business for a while. You had said earlier right before we hit record that you've gone through ups and downs here, and you just talked about some of the betrayals and things like that. Can you maybe we can put this in the context of the not so secret sauce here and help people too? But can you maybe take us to a time where like where you actually had to deal with something that was unexpected, that was that could have been that could have totally knocked you out, and instead you like how you overcame that, how you decided to move through that situation. Is there anything that comes to mind for you or comes to heart, if anything?
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk about the most recent one. When I first started my business, it was called Empire Enterprise, and I had this vision of creating a visual communications brand really for entrepreneurs to start creating their empires. Back in 2015, I met somebody and he had a company, and we ended up merging our companies and we changed it to be called the Evolve Firm. And he was somebody who I thought was a great partner. We actually tried it out a year before we actually went into LLC together and merged the companies officially. And everything was working great. We scaled our company so much bigger than I had when I was on my own. And so I really had faith in this partner, and I really thought that this was, this was something that I needed to do to get to where I wanted to be. And back when COVID hit, as every business had to learn how to pivot, we were at that point that we had to figure out what we needed to do to scale and to also keep our current clients. And all the plans that we originally had put in place had to be kind of put on the back burner because we didn't know where our economy was going. Nobody knew how to navigate through COVID as we're going through it. And so he ended up telling me that, hey, you know what? I'm going to step out of the company. I'll go ahead and sell you my shares because I want to get my PhD and focus on school. And I truly believed him. And I was left at the point where, what do I do now? Do I sell the company? Do I fold? Like, after all this hard work, I was devastated. I wasn't ready. We built this business. We built the company. I love my clients. I wasn't ready to let it go. But could I do it on my own was my question. And then so when he left, there were so many emotional things going on, and I was trying to figure out what to do, not with just my family, but my company, COVID, everything. So then a couple months later, come to find out, I'm like, wait a minute, my bank account is going pretty low. What's going on? Turns out he took our big clients. Actually, he took three or four of our biggest clients out. And he told them, because when I contacted them, he told them that I went out of business, that I was choosing to be a stay-at-home mom, and that he was taking over the company and the name was being changed. And so by the time I talked to them, they were like, you know what? Yes, we did start with you, but now that everything's already moved over, we're just going to stay with him. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart. I didn't know what to do. I felt so betrayed. I honestly, at that point, I recluded. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I fell into depression because now I was just in a vengeful mode, trying to figure out how do I get him back? How do I get my clients back? How do I get back to being in the green again? Because now I'm in the red. And during COVID of all times, what do I do? And here he is posting all over in or all over social media. You know, look at what we've done for these clients. They were all my clients. They were all our clients, clients I brought in. And the thing was, our roles in the company was I was the account person. I was the one bringing in the new clients, and he was just to oversee the project. And that was because he wasn't good with people. You know, he couldn't connect with people the way that I could. And so he was supposed to be just managing the projects, but he ended up taking those. And I was absolutely devastated. I talked to my attorneys. We had a plan ready to go forward, and I just wanted to hit him hard. I honestly wanted to hit him with everything I had. I was acting on emotions because I was angry. And there was a message that I had heard that said, at the times that you need to forgive, you need to take a reflection and take a step back and figure out the bigger picture. Because sometimes when you're so close to the picture, like Steve Jobs says, you know, it's kind of like a dot-to-dot picture. Every dot is going to resemble a picture. And when you're so close to the problem, you just see the dot. You don't see the big picture. And when I actually heard that message, I took a step back and realized that, you know what? If I go after this guy, I'm going to put all my time and effort going after him when I have this handful of clients, great clients, loyal clients that are sitting here, and I'm not giving them 110% like I usually do because now I'm going after this guy who's not even worth it. What do I do? And I had to take that step back and realize, you know what? I'm done. I told my attorneys, you know what? He can have those clients. I'm not going to go after him. The same way that I found those clients, I will find more. And in the meantime, I'm going to take care of my amazing clients. And not only did that just work out, but God blessed it tenfold because within months, we got out of the red. And within months, we got over 20 more clients. And not just any clients, like phenomenal clients. And it was just as like it was when my business first started. Because one of, you know, when I went into business with this guy, there was a lot of red flags that happened. But as a business owner and someone so just ready to go forward and just ready to hit the ground running with someone who I thought would be good for the company, he was good in the meantime. But the thing was, he was actually hurting who I was as a person. All the models that I created and the structure that I made for my company, which is faith-based. I am an absolutely strong Christian, and I used to be able to pray with my clients in my office, and he stopped all that. And I didn't realize what was happening. I thought, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe that shouldn't be in the office. Maybe, you know, I'll do it somewhere else, but not in my own office. And I didn't realize that. And see, the thing was, and I saw this meme the other day, and it's like, God had to make you uncomfortable to make you move. And sometimes he hears conversations that you weren't in the room for. So there are times where it hurts and it was painful. And it was in a moment where I was absolutely depressed. And it felt like everything I worked for was about to come crashing down. So it was that pivotal moment where I had to decide, go after him or stay with what I have and be grateful for what I have and invest in what I have and see what God can do with five loaves of bread and two fish. And that's exactly how I got to where I'm at. It's one of the most hardest lessons, absolutely one of the hardest lessons I had to learn as a business owner.
This I'm thank you, Genevieve, for sharing this year, because even as you're saying this, like the COVID in 2020 was not that long ago. Like it almost feels like it was another lifetime in some regards, you know. But everything is changing around you, and on top of this, the relationships that you were like that you had that you'd built that you'd been grown with in the midst. I'm imagining this happening in the middle of 2020, like right now, when we're like things feel more stable, you know. Like I see like that you're like. I see you at different events and things like that. I'm like, okay, you're great with networking. Like you're out there, but this is like in the middle of everything else coming down, you know? And I heard a quote and I'm not sure how it like necessarily like resonates with me, but the quote is like, success is the best revenge, you know? And it's the element, the reason I'm like not sure how it resonates with me. So I'm like, I don't want to be revenge oriented, you know, but at the
Right.
same time, like I love in hearing this here that you made a choice, you made a conscious choice. What would you say were like your biggest like takeaways from that experience? And then like and I'd like to just keep unpacking and see how you brought your like what made you different into the mix here, because I honestly, like what you're describing right now is like something that I think I would spend a lot of time trying to avoid. And like when I hear your story, I'm like, there's no avoiding it. In some like
There's
you had five
no.
great years, like things were going like little concessions here or there. It didn't look like anything was gonna like take place. Even when you said the PhD thing, you came with an open heart towards it, and you're like, all right, let me see if I can do it on my own. But it's very different to have. It's a very different scenario. So before I go too much further, why don't you share with me like one or two of your greatest takeaways from that, or anything that you would like us as outliers, people who are doing things like creating something out of nothing that are also entrepreneurs out here. What are some takeaways you want us to have? So why don't we do one or two of your own and then like an outside.
Absolutely. Just like you said with that quote, let you know, one of the things that I heard was let your success speak for you. So
That
instead of
one I can resonate
focusing,
with. That I can resonate with. All
yeah,
right,
so instead
yes.
of going the revengeful path, we're gonna let success speak for us. And that means just focus on what you do best. And that's what I did. I was like, the minute that I took my eyes off that angry situation and put all my strength and effort in the things that I knew I was good at and the things that I knew were making a difference, I felt peace. And that's what you need, is you need peace to be able to continue. And one of the things that someone had told me also was that make your character so good that if anybody out there talks bad about you, no one will believe it. And that's exactly what worked, is all the seeds that I got to sow out in my community really worked for me, because he was out there telling everybody I was going out of business and forgot that everybody, I am somehow connected with almost, you know, a lot, everybody here in San Antonio in one way or another. And it gets back to me. And I love the fact that I have warriors, I have great friends, mentors that stood up for me and shut him down real quick. And so all of a sudden, you see his posts like starting to dissipate and starting to go down. And I'm not gonna lie, there's times where I'm still going through social media because I'm a glutton for punishment, right? And going through, and you see what they're doing, you're like, oh, there he goes. Why does he get to be successful and post that? But then, of course, you know, we manage social media too, so we know what social media is all about. It's not all glam. You know, you're not going to post the bad stuff. You're only going to post the good stuff. And so there are times where I would be on such a great path. I'm doing it. I'm finally getting some great clients and great traction, building the business back up. And then you see his post. Look what we built. And it's all the stuff I built. Look what we've done. Trust us because we've done this. And I'm like, ouch. And I seriously feel like I get sucked back in slowly. And I heard this part. One of my One of the things that I strive for is that I don't live a mediocre life. Because the thing is, your life can be a stepping stone for your children to achieve success or be a stumbling block that can cause them to struggle and live in mediocre. And my fear is that my children will not be able to see what a grand life looks like because I chose to let all the hardships in life keep me down, to keep me in a pit of depression, just because somebody said this about me. What kind of message am I telling my kids? It's okay to accept what people say about you. No, I can't do that. I can't be that stumbling block for my children just because I choose to give in to those pity parties. It's okay. It's okay to sit down for a minute and cry. It's okay to give yourself that moment to breathe and just step away from everybody else's eyes and just have that moment to yourself. But there's going to be a time where you're going to have to dust yourself off and you're going to have to figure out what are you going to do because you have people watching you, and the most important eyes that are on you are your kids, your family. So what message are you going to say?
I appreciate that. And I say I appreciate that because I have two young ones myself right now, and you just like you hit on the right button right there where you have me thinking about it. So thank you. And I was the I'm gonna if you're good with it, I'm gonna keep following my curiosity for a bit more. Are you good with that? And
Sure,
then
I
we'll play a
love
little
it.
bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we're Outlier's Edge, and we're in the world of different seasons. So I'm curious about the thing that you do differently for your clients. Like, because you came in here, you said, here goes something here where like the floor has been ripped out underneath me, and I'm gonna make the conscious choice to give to my clients, to be there with the people who are here with me right now, and to really fulfill them. Even though your models are being used, even though the past successes that you have, like someone else is using that to build their own thing, you came in and you're like, all right, I'm gonna be here with my people. So I'm curious for you, just like in terms of the things that you do differently, like I would say it this way, like how do you love on your clients? What's the thing that you do that makes that experience something really special there that like they can't get anywhere else? It's like what this is like if you're in Genevieve's world, this is what you get as a client or the experience that you have.
I love that. That's a great question. A lot of the things that my clients say that are different about me and how we do business is the just a simple place of starting is just active listening. Not listening to respond, but really listening to why someone started their business. Why are they doing what they're doing? What gets them up in the morning? What is their passion? Because when we're creating a branding strategy for you, if you're not passionate about your brand, it's really hard to create stuff for that, you know? If we have to pull that out of you to find out why you even started your business other than making profits, then maybe there's sometimes that's not the partnership that we need. What we're looking for is for entrepreneurs that have that same passion. And really, why we say we help entrepreneurs evolve is because entrepreneurs, you're never gonna stay in one spot. We're problem solvers. So when you see, you know, when you start your company to solve this specific problem, and as you're going into it, you're gonna see, hey, trends are changing, the market industry is changing. So I'm gonna adapt, I'm gonna pivot a little to make sure that I'm helping my clients. Then we evolve with you. We create those branding strategies to make sure we do the same. Make sure that your social media is speaking that same language as well. And in order to do that, we need to have a one-on-one. And it's not with you and my designers, it's you and me. I went back to the basics of what I love to do is just sitting with my business owners and just really actively listening. I mean, the power of empathy, what happens in those moments that we're spending that 1 hour together, there's so much that goes on. And for us to be able to relay your message, we need to know how you speak. How do you talk? And then we communicate that into your branding. The way that you answer questions, you know, when your clients and how you respond to criticism, how does you respond to reviews? And we take that same aspect And then if we're going to be the ones handling all your marketing, then we make sure that we spend enough time with you so that we can talk like you, that we can adapt to your branding, that we can adapt to your company's culture. And that is one of the most important things that will set us apart. Also, really, a lot of other branding companies have that stigma of one branding. This is a set structure for every company. And really, in reality, that's not how it works. It's almost as if it's per individual. You know, how you, what your definition of customer service is going to be different from my customer service. You know, some people prefer never to meet on in person, only online. Well, there's going to be certain instances where you're going to have to meet in person. Why? Because there's something there that needs to happen. There's some kind of really, there's really just a moment sometimes that it takes. And if you're a good listener, you can pick up on those things because there's so many nonverbal cues that can help. And especially with business owners who don't know where to start with their marketing. And that's why it's really important when I go in, there's all sorts of, you know, barriers that we have to overcome. We got to make sure that there's no judgment, that there's no interruptions, that there's no multitasking, that when it's a one-on-one with me and the business owner, it is a one-on-one with just us. And we are going to get to know each other and we're going to figure it out together. And that's one of the things that's always set us apart. And now without my business partner, I can continue to do it in that way, do it in that process.
There's a tremendous amount of value in what you just mentioned from like how you actually support your clients, and also just from like the standpoint of us outliers that are listening here. Do you mind if I'm going to say something to you outliers right here? One of the things that gets me when I was listening to this, Genevieve, is like the element of your organization comes in and says, "What is it about you? Let us get to know you. Let us get to know your brand, you know, in the case of like your organization, your brand there, and help us step into that." And what was going on to my mind is, how interesting is it, right? Well, A, the biggest thing in my mind is like, oh, it's possible, right? That was the biggest thing. 'Cause I've worked with different people on smaller scales to try and get on any different scale. The size of the scale is not, it's irrelevant. But I've worked with different people to try and get my brand out there, my message out there. And the number of people who come in and they're like, well, this is just how it's done. And I'm like, but I don't do it that way.
Right.
Like I'm the one that has to fulfill on this. Like these are like
Right.
after you go, like these, this is, we're gonna have ongoing relationships. It's not like, it's just not, it's out of alignment with everything else. The people who come in that want that, which are great people, you know, that's just not who I can continue to go and fulfill. And so
Right.
as I'm hearing you speak right now, A, I just feel like a sense of relief where I'm like, oh, thank you. There's someone out there who not only gets it, but excels in it. So that's one. The second thing that's coming through and that I think about this for outliers here is like the component of really the encouragement of being, of them being willing to differentiate themselves. Right. So that you can go and say, like, it's like, what is your passion? Like, why are you doing this? Like, let's actually make sure that your brand is distinct out in the marketplace. And let's speak in the way, let's put that and shine a spotlight on that. And I'm just making me think through how often I find that we might do the opposite. Oh, what's everyone else doing? Great, I'm gonna sound like them. Oh, what do their posts look like? Okay, I'm gonna write like them, you know? And like as I hear it, I'm like, oh. Because Genevieve, who has this amazing skill set and has built all this infrastructure underneath to like continue to do that over and over again. She has 20 clients right now. She still like could take on more, you know? And like I just think about like the those of us out there that aren't allowing ourselves to like let our unique voice out such that we can actually be supported by someone like you. You know, someone who plays this game so well, as opposed to like having to just take kind of like what everyone else does and kind of just keep mixing in with everything else there. So
Right.
I'd love to see, like, if there's anything that you could share, like, speak, if you could speak to any of the outliers right now that, like, are in between, that know that they do things differently, you know, and already think that they're out there or they're too much or they're like, you know, they're playing out there. Is there anything that you would like say to them to help them like more deeply embrace the uniqueness of their brand or themselves in the marketplace? Is there anything that comes for you here, Genevieve?
Absolutely, absolutely. Whatever that uniqueness is, lean into it. One of the things that I love, one of the things I've heard that's really stuck with me is that it's not humility when you discount your abilities.
Can
So
you say
meaning
that
that
one more time?
this, it's not humility when you discount your abilities. And those abilities are what's setting you apart from everybody else. This is who you are. This is your style. This is your originality. This is what's going to make you step out and stand out. And the thing is, a lot of people, like you said, they're going to try to sound like other people. They want to look like other people. So they start discounting their abilities. They start this, you start wearing yourself down and you're trying to form someone or something that you're not. And what's going to happen is that passion that started this original journey is going to dissipate. It's going to slowly wear away, and it's no longer going to be fun. It's no longer going to be enjoyable. And now it's going to become a chore because now you're turning and you're evolving into someone else or something else that you weren't meant to be. So who gets to be you? Who's going to step into your place?
I love that question. Who gets to be you? It's like so obvious the answer at the same time. It's so confronting at the same time. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, Genevieve, I'm deeply grateful for our conversation so far. I would like to give us a chance to wrap up this part of the conversation here. And to do this, I'd like to let's do it in three questions. I want to honor this. You brought a lot of value here. So the first question here would be for any outlier that's listening here, if there's like one, I call it an outsight, you know, if there's one thing that you want to share from you to them, what would that like core outsight be?
For our outliers out there, one of the main things that I would love to really press in with you is to control your micro moments. Those 5 seconds could literally change your life. So, regardless of how you're feeling, regardless of what's happening in front of you, and there's times where you're going to hesitate and you got 5 seconds to make a decision, make sure that you prepared yourself enough for it because when you know, as an entrepreneur, that these things are going to happen. These hardships are going to happen. You stepped into a journey. You stepped into the outlier's edge. This is a pivotal moment and it is going to be scary. There are going to be great times. Absolutely. Those mountaintops are going to be those moments. But you know what? There's going to be moments where you're going to be deep in the valley. What are you going to do when those scary things come up? What are you going to say to people who are going to be willing to break you down in front of everybody? Are you ready to control those micro moments? One of the things that, I mean, I know you've heard it too. They said that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that we are more powerful beyond measures. So in those micro moments, it's not because we're scared that we're not going to do it, we're not able to do it. We're actually scared because we know what we're capable of. We know that we can go above and beyond, that we are beyond measure at this point in time. So the question is, what are you going to do? And are you prepared for the next step? Because the thing is, again, the most important eyes that are going to be watching you are your children. So be prepared for that. And I mean, there's so many times people have told me before that your vision needs to be so clear that everybody else around you, even though they can't see the exact picture, they know that you're heading somewhere. No matter how inexperienced you feel you are, do not disqualify yourself because, again, don't discount your abilities. Don't do that to yourself. There are so many people who are ready to do that for you. So don't give yourself those same thoughts.
I appreciate it, Genevieve. And I really do say, when I say I appreciate it, it's not like my filler. It's like I actually am filled with gratitude towards you and the way that you look at life. Thank you for everything you brought to this conversation. If someone wants to go deeper into your world, if someone's looking to work with you or wants to pull out more of their brand and say, like, hey, it's time for this to go to the next level, what's the best way for them to continue down?
Absolutely. Well, you can find my website at theevolvefirm.com, or you can email me at jsims@theevolvefirm.com.
Perfect. And then we'll end here with one last question, and I call it the time capsule question. And the way most of the times we come in and they say, what's a message you would have told your past self? I'm not actually interested in that because we can't go backwards. But I am interested in what's a message you would leave now for your future self? Given all the wisdom, given all the experience you have in this moment, what's a message that your future self might need to be reminded of, let's say 15, 20 years down the road?
That's a great question. There's always, I think it was Zig Ziglar. When I was young, I had a great experience where I actually got to have lunch with Zig Ziglar. He was one of our speakers at our guest speakers at our church, and Word of Life Christian Center in Hawaii. And my dad was part of the board that brought him in, so we got to have lunch with them. And as a young kid, at the age of 10, my dad had already had me reading Ziglar's books. I didn't know how or what it meant to be motivated, so I really didn't understand the greatness that was sitting in front of me. But growing up, I got to learn more of all his books. And one of the things that he had said was, the word fear can stand for forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And so that would be the thing that I would want to leave you with, is to make sure that when those adversities come, to face everything and rise. This is a question. This is something that I would make sure that my future self and that my kids have too, because you can learn and you can have all this knowledge, you can have all the degrees in the world, or in the world, but when adversity comes, are you going to forget everything and run? Or are you going to face everything and rise? That definitely solely is up to you.
Well, Genevieve, thank you. All right, we're going to end this conversation here. Appreciate your time. I appreciate you bringing your experience and your candidness throughout our conversation, as well as your energy. It's really great to see the juxtaposition of everything. It's like you bring a lot of positivity with you, but and it's a choice. It's an active choice over and over and over again. I just really want to make sure I say that because I recognize the power and the strength that's in there, and I'm deeply grateful for you. Thank you again for being
Thank
here.
you so much. Oh, it was my honor to be here. Thank you for having me.